This is World Lutheran News Digest. The work by the Hehewelongasi Lutheran Fahawa.
The three great monotheistic religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, all recognize Jesus as a historical figure. But all three have very different views of him. Pastor Nabil Noor of Redeemer Lutheran Church in Armour, South Dakota, was born and raised in the Middle East. He has firsthand experience with all three faiths. Noor explains that Christians know Jesus is Lord.
For us as believers in Jesus, number one, he is both Lord and God. He's totally man. He's totally divine. He is the Savior of mankind from sin, death, and the devil. And there is no other way by which we come into the Father except through him.
Jews recognize that Jesus existed, but most place no special emphasis on him.
Jews, they will claim that there was a historical Jesus that walked upon the earth at one point. But they say he is not really the Messiah.
While most Jews have no regard for Jesus one way or the other, Pastor Dorer says some Orthodox Jews are actively hostile.
They have a great animosity towards Jesus because he is not according to their standard. They don't believe that he is truly Jesus Christ.
In fact, some Orthodox followers have changed Jesus' traditional Hebrew name, Yeshua, which means the one who saves, to another name with an entirely different meaning.
Yimche Shmo Vizichro. May his memory and his name be erased.
Muslims also recognize the historical Jesus, but unlike Jews, Muslims revere him.
They do believe that he is a historical Jesus. They do believe that he was a prophet sent from God. They do believe he has done many, many, many miracles.
They do not, however, consider Jesus divine. To them, there are a number of prophets, but only Muhammad is God's true prophet.
However, they say in Arabic, La ilaha illallah wa Muhammadun Rasulullah. There is no God but one God, and Muhammad is the, capital H, prophet, capital P, the prophet of God.
The Islamic view of Jesus differs from Christians in other areas as well. For example, Muslims reject the belief that Jesus was crucified and rose from the dead.
Neither was crucified nor killed, but God made it appear like it was him on the cross, because God could not and would not let a prophet endure that kind of treatment.
So how does a Christian speak of Jesus to those who reject his divinity? Pastor Noor suggests start by not criticizing the books those faiths consider holy.
I always say, number one, do not look at the scriptures and find fault in it, whether it is the Islamic Quran, the holy book, or the Tanakh, which is the writings and the prophets of the Old Testament, and or the Torah also.
With Jews, start with the Old Testament, as both faiths have many of the Old Testament books in common.
So for the Jewish people, in order for us to minister to them and reach them is one-on-one, not to be an antagonist and not to be vicious, but begin where they are, you know. Begin with what they have in their scripture and identify what God has said for them.
While Jews often study the books of the Old Testament, some concentrate just on the first five books. Pastor Noor relates how he knew an elderly Jewish woman who attended synagogue every Saturday but knew little of the Psalms.
I said, what do you know about David and his sin? Oh, he couldn't have sinned. He was the king of Israel. I said, don't you know what he did, that he killed a man because he had slept with his wife and fathered a child with her? He slept with her outside the marriage bond? No way! I said, you've never read Psalm 51? She hadn't even heard of Bathsheba.
As for Muslims, Pastor Noor suggests mentioning that the Quran speaks of Jesus' many miracles, while only attributing one to Muhammad.
On the Muslims, it's pretty much the same things, but begin with their book and talk about what it says about Isa, because they attribute to him that many more miracles.
Pastor Noor says that the Christian can use the same approach to both Jews and Muslims when discussing Jesus.
The best way to minister to the Muslims as well as to the Jews is to befriending them and to highlight the good about their religion.
Jews and Christians today coexist peacefully, despite a history of animosity. Jews don't seek converts, while Christians do seek converts, but only through preaching the gospel and by living by example. This is not the case with Muslims.
If you read the Quran in Surah 5, verse 9, it tells you have to get rid of the infidels. I mean, that is a command, and if you don't do that, you're going to go to hell.
From its very beginning, Islam spread through violence. Those who were conquered were given a choice.
The increase in the spread of Islam occurred by the power of the sword. If you know the history, from the 6th to the 8th century, the Muslim really increased. It was all by the sword. They would come, and they'll give you the option. You either convert or live like dogs under us by paying the jizya or the taxes.
Refusal to accept either meant instant death. There's another major difference that separates Muslims from Christians and Jews. While a Christian or a Jew may die for his faith, he can't kill for it. In Islam, not only is killing permitted, but it may even be required.
In the Islamic faith, that is one of the things they talk about, the shahid or the martyr. They kill themselves for the sake of the kingdom so that they can go to heaven. And of course, that's what they did when they did 9/11, when they attacked this country.
How is a Christian to respond? Well, Pastor Noor says Jesus gave us the answer.
But for those who still, go against us, we do what the Lord says in the Sermon on the Mount. Pray for those who persecute you and love those who hate you.
We are instructed to pray for all. Jesus died not only for Christians, but for all people. Kip Allen, World Lutheran News Digest.